Welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan in with you as we continue the rest of our hour together. On the phone with me is the co-owner of a spot online, if you will, that is called My Life Mattered. Now, this is an organization that has produced this online opportunity for you that's dedicated in helping people celebrate the life of loved ones and keeping their memories alive. On the phone with me is co-owner Michelle Wilson. Michelle, thank you for being on the phone with me. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time as well. This is really a privilege to be able to speak to you all about this very important website that I believe everybody needs to know about.
And I will point out that you're a fellow journalist. You work for CBN. You've been there for quite some time. So thank you so much. It's great. It's always a pleasure to talk to a fellow journalist. So I appreciate it. But this is your own venture. It's called My Life Mattered. So tell me about this website. Why did you go about creating this in the first place?
Well, in 2017, I woke up, I had a dream, and the premise of the dream was centered around the fact that everybody wants to know that, you know, when they pass away or before they pass away, how did my life make any type of significant impact? You know, did my life matter in some way? And it stems back from an interview that I did with a young man who had just probably gotten out of some type of incarceration, and he would wash my car. And one of the key things that I asked him was, his name was Black. Black, how do you think your life matters? And so he began to share with me how he felt his life mattered. I've always had a heart for the disenfranchised, and I've just always had a heart for people in general, just wanting to really capture their story, in essence. What I've been doing for the last 22 years at CBN is I've been a producer of telling stories. So I woke up from this dream and I was like, people want the world to know, and they should be given the chance or a platform, a space, so to speak, to let the world know that their loved one's life mattered in some way. And so that's how that came about, the My Life Mattered website.
Well, I think a lot of us think that we have to touch the nation or a large amount of people in order to matter, for our life to have purpose, when in fact, there are people all over this country, in cities, medium-sized towns, small towns, that are accomplishing very small tasks that mean the world to different people. Now, that's just my viewpoint, but what's your thought on that?
I totally agree. So I had a sister who, well, she's a half-sister, and I'm getting ready to put her memorial up on my website. She passed away in December, and she was born with cerebral palsy, and I loved her so much. But let me tell you a little bit about her. Her name was Deborah, and she didn't like the name Deborah. She refused to be known as Deborah. She wanted people to call her Ariel. But let me tell you about her. Her life mattered to me, whereas the world would not think that her life mattered because of this handicap that she had. But how she blessed my life was the fact that she gave me so much unconditional love. And so when I would take her out, we would hold hands, and I would take her to get her videos. She loved Rocky and Bullwinkle, and I would take her out to eat, and I would take her shopping just to let her, you know, get that experience of shopping for herself. And so to me, her life mattered. It may not have mattered to the world, but she touched my life in a way that gave me so much unconditional love, so much perfect love, that I felt like, you know, people like that, everyday people who may not, just like you've said, done significant things, still the world needs to know that their life mattered. The world needs to know that they existed in some way. And so, yes, you're exactly right. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do the website as well.
And I think we're all connected. I think it's a ripple effect. As you're talking, I'm thinking of somebody who's made a great impact on me, who is a pastor. And even to this day, those lessons late in life that he taught me, I'll go back to him and say, hey, this is what you taught me. I've passed it along. You know, I helped someone else in this life. And we're interconnected that way. And if we would all realize that we have a ripple effect, then I think we could all make a big difference.
You're right. And one of the things that I love about the website is, you know, I believe that that there are other social media websites out there, like Facebook, out there, who do their best to help us to have a place. However, I've spoken to many people who said that it's more like an afterthought. You know, oh, I can put this up here. But what I wanted to do with creating My Life Matter was to give it its own unique space so that people can come there and really be able to memorialize their loved ones. Sometimes it takes years to get over the loss of a loved one. My father passed away in 2002, and it took me years to get over his death because he had such a significant impact in my life. And so I wanted to create a space where people can go back and celebrate the anniversary deaths of their loved ones, as well as even their pets. Yes, people love their pets. I remember having a cat. His name was Roman. He was a little runaway. And when he passed away because of a tumor in his heart, I grieved just like I grieved a person who had passed away. And so there's also a space in there for you to be able to give a memorial tribute to your pet and talk about the significance of what your pet meant to you as well.
Oh, Michelle, I'm a pet lover. I was so excited when you do that. I kind of jumped for joy a little bit because I thought, where do we get to honor our pets? But let me ask you this. Is your website, My Life Mattered, is it for people who have passed, or can we honor someone while they're still living?
Well, of course, what we've done is we've set up a social media portal where you can go on and you can create your own social media, like your own page, similar to what Facebook does. And so you can do whatever you want on that page. The front page is sort of like real estate. It's sort of like land, internet land. So on the first page, you have the option to be able to create your featured memorial of your loved one that's passed away, where anybody who goes on the front page can see it. However, if you don't want it to be so public, you can do that within your own page. Now, to answer your question concerning people who are living, that's a great question because, you know, many people that I know of, I myself experienced it as well, deal with final resting wishes. And so one of my goals in life is to be able to help people to take responsibility and not be afraid to take responsibility when it comes to getting their life insurance affairs in order, getting your living will in order. And so we are about to release what we call a My Life Mattered estate plan, where you can go on and you can download your living will and you can designate your beneficiaries. You can download your power of attorney, whether it be health and financial. And that's just to get people going in the right direction so that you can leave your loved ones, to me, one of the greatest gifts, which is peace of mind when you pass away, to say, this is what my final wishes are. And so I would love to talk to you more about that later when we are able to release that, because it's going to be something that no one else has ever done when it comes to the details of what you want your final resting wishes to be like.
Michelle Wilson on the phone with me. She's the co-owner of what's called My Life Mattered. It's an organization that is dedicated to helping people celebrate the life of loved ones and keeping their memories alive. And this is online. It's a website. Michelle, when we're talking about My Life Mattered, how does it differ from any of the other websites that are out there?
You will see other websites that will have, let's say, a way for you to commemorate your loved ones. I believe that what's different about mine is, number one, it is a fabulously beautiful site. I love it. I, on purpose, pick very vibrant colors so that when you come on the site, it'll feel like it's a celebration. And I know that there will be people that will be grieving, still in the process of grieving. But what I believe my website offers that other people, they just have not been able to get to that level yet, is the fact that I am building a community where we can encourage one another and we can help one another to go through the grieving process. on my website, I have articles that will, for instance, tell you the 10 steps of grieving when you lose a pet. There will be other articles on there that will talk about when you lose a spouse. And so we have articles, and we're going to continue to put up more articles concerning everything from A to Z when it comes to grief and death, even when it comes to your final resting wishes, why a living will is important. We are also going to be releasing really soon a 24-hour care line where when your loved one passes away, you can call this number and somebody will be on the other end, a confidential person to listen to you. And this is free of charge to talk about whatever you need to talk about. I know that was something that I wish I had when my sister passed away recently, as well as when my father passed away in 2002. Sometimes you just need a listening ear, just somebody to listen to you talk about the memories of your loved one. And so we've got a lot of exciting things going on with my website. And to be honest with you, the goal in mind with my website, and I know that this to some people may be wishful thinking, but I'm that type of person. I have what you have, very global ideas. When I think about ideas, I think about them in a large way. I would love for Mark Zuckerberg to be able to adopt this into the Facebook platform one day soon, because really I believe that Facebook has not fully been able to give their billions of users the space that they need to be able to properly grieve their loved one. I think that this would be a great platform to be able to fold into, a great website to be able to fold into the Facebook platform.
Well, grieving looks different for different people. And even as we're grieving, we can go in and out of stages. We can be happy one day, sad another day. So I'm glad that you picked the bright colors for your website. And I think back to a family funeral that I was at. My sister was with me, and she kind of mentioned to me, this should be more celebratory. And meanwhile, I'm crying crocodile tears. And so we just grieve differently. And that's okay, but your website gives an opportunity to grieve in different ways, as well as honoring and celebration.
Exactly. And that's what I wanted, because I didn't want the dull colors. I wanted people to know that, yes, we're here for you. However, let's celebrate their life, and you get to choose the way in which you want to do it. Now, I love what you said about grieving is different for different people. You know, the journey is different as well. And what I've learned in my life, as my loved ones have passed on, that you will be fine for a couple of months, and then their birthday will come up, and then you'll start the grieving process over again, or Father's Day will come up, you know, different celebrations, different special days. And so my website will serve to be able to give that person a space in which they can come back over and over and over again to be able to say something about their loved one. So I'm very just pleased with this website and just where it's organically growing. And I believe, as I've stated, that it will be the world's largest memorial website, and it'll pretty much give something for everybody.
Yeah.
It'll have something for everybody to be able to memorialize their loved one and their pets. We cannot forget the pets.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a website called My Life Mattered. Michelle Wilson on the phone with me, the co-owner of this. As you're talking about grieving and being able to talk things through, I think, again, back to something that happened in my life where a friend of mine passed away. It took a couple of years for someone to ask her name because nobody ever asked. And going back to that pastor that I briefly mentioned before, it was that individual who said, tell me about her. What's her name? And that helped me to start unpacking all of this. And it was a way to communicate and talk. And so I guess I'm just applauding you for what you've done in giving people an opportunity to talk things through. And I think it's a wonderful thing that you've done. And to try to attempt to quote Mr. Rogers, he said something along the lines of, if it's mentionable, it's manageable.
Yes, yes, indeed. And, you know, I'm just thankful that I was chosen to carry on this baton. and to really wave that banner that says hello. It's like a beacon light that's waving to the world that says, hey, come over here. You have a space to talk. It's a safe space. It's a community of people that understand what you're going through. As a matter of fact, this just came to me. I have a really great friend called Frank Meadows, and he is a psychologist. He's like a Christian psychologist, and he is going to be putting on seminars, like weekly seminars, where there will be other professionals, mental health professionals, who will be able to just talk about mental health when it comes to the grieving process. And so that's another thing that My Life Mattered will be offering that no other website is offering out there. So it's just the cream of the crop when it comes to really like giving people exactly what they need from A to Z. And I want to be able to just let the world know that this website exists and to invite them to come over and just to check it out. And thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to talk to you about My Life Mattered, something that the genesis of it came about in 2017. So I've been working feverishly on it since then. And it's just not a coincidence that unfortunately we are in the times that we're in.
I was just going to say that I think timing is everything, and that was going to be my last question for you is because we are living in the times that we are in, and I don't mean to associate this with folks who have passed from COVID-19, but there have been folks who have passed during the pandemic that did not have COVID-19, and you and I working in this industry know that a lot of outlets have tried to honor some of those who have passed, but there's just not enough time within a broadcast to cover the amount of people who have passed. And so exactly. For a nation to be able to see the faces and the names and the stories, there literally isn't enough time on the clock for a broadcast to cover all of that. And so is this an opportunity for people to maybe possibly jump on board with My Life Mattered to be able to connect in that way?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're on the same wavelength when it comes to that. And, you know, starting out a business, and I will say this really quickly, anything that you're given to do, it doesn't happen overnight. And so I started it off with the first person, and we were able to get it to this level. Of course, I was kicking myself and thinking, man, I wish you would have brought it out a little bit sooner. However, this is perfect timing because of, unfortunately, what's going on within our world. And so, yes, this is a space for people to be able to get on and to commemorate their loved ones who passed away, unfortunately, from COVID, but also, like you stated, there are people who have passed away during this pandemic that it wasn't necessarily related to COVID. And so, yes, we definitely want to create a space and have provided a space for you to really memorialize your loved one, pretty much who have passed away from anything. But I felt like that this was a very significant time to launch it, and the fact that it was given to me in 2017, you know, and now we're in 2020, almost at the end of 2020. And here's the thing, we don't know what's going to happen even moving forward. We don't know if there's going to be another wave of this. However, what I do know is that regardless of how this pandemic is going to go, this website, My Life Mattered, will be there to support the people that need it most.
Again, Michelle Wilson on the phone with me, co-owner of My Life Mattered. I know Kim, the other co-owner of this, is in on this with you. And so just a big applause to both of you for what you've done. And folks, if you want to go on and check it out, please do. If you want to become a part of this, you have the opportunity to do that. Michelle, thank you so much for what you've done.
It's my honor. Again, I didn't think that it was going to get to this level when I first started off, but I'm so happy that I obeyed the dream and moved forward. And this is just to encourage other people out there that are visionaries and pioneers and doing things that's never been done before. You know, you may not see the big picture in the beginning, but if you take that first step, as you continue to move forward, the picture is going to get bigger and bigger.
Michelle, we are out of time. I wish I could keep you longer. Just want to say thank you again. And online, it is called My Life Mattered.